Hey guys, and welcome to the next edition of the Talk Football KE podcast. And today I'm coming with you guys with a report that Real Madrid have been announced the kings of Spain. They have won the Spanish La Liga, and this has come off after winning 2-1 against Villarreal and Barcelona losing at the Nou Camp against Osasuna. Now, this has been quite clear since the restart of football recently, where Real Madrid have won each and every single of their game, whereas Barcelona have drawn a few of their games and also shown a bit of inconsistency. And this was actually reflected on when Lionel Messi spoke after the game against Osasuna, where they lost 1-2. And from his words was that the team lacks consistency. They lack that desire. And they've been having problems since January. Now, whether or not he's shooting shot at Quique Setién or at the board, we don't necessarily know. But what we do know is that Messi is really, really disturbed when it comes to the way Barcelona has been running their things, and with all the things going on the pitch as well as off the pitch, and which has cost them the league as well. In other news, the fight for Champions League position in the English Premier League tightens as Manchester City get their UCL ban uplifted. And at the moment, the top four being Liverpool, Man City, Chelsea, Leicester, Manchester United still have a chance to get into the top four, with Leicester having the tougher fixtures between the two. With only two games left, Leicester City still have to face Tottenham and also have to face Manchester United. So the final match will be more or less like a final into the top four. So there is that. When it comes to the English Premier League, on the other side, Manchester United have shown really, really good forms. Also with the addition of Bruno Fernandes in their squad. And the trio up front with Mason Greenwood, Anthony Martial, and Rashford. Philippe Coutinho set to move back to FC Barcelona as FC Bayern Munich complete their signing of Leroy Sané from Manchester City. Now, what will happen with Philippe Coutinho is yet to be determined, as FC Barcelona do not seem really to have a plan for the 27-year-old Brazilian. We are to see whether or not he makes a move back to the English Premier League, as there have been reports coming out that Philippe Coutinho has actually talked to Jurgen Klopp about his move back to Liverpool. But whether or not that happens, we are yet to see that. The UEFA Champions League draw is already out and set to take place in Lisbon as from the 7th of August, with a round of 16 second leg to take place. Real Madrid still have a match against Manchester City at the Etihad Stadium, and Lyon to face the old lady at Turin. Now, after that, the winner of Real Madrid and Man City will face the winner of Lyon and Juventus. And also now Leipzig will face Atletico in the quarterfinals. Napoli still to face Barcelona at the Nou Camp, and Chelsea to face FC Bayern Munich in their second leg round of 16 at the Allianz Arena. Now, the winner of Napoli-Barcelona is yet to face the winner of Chelsea-Bayern Munich. And maybe you might see a repetition of Barcelona against Bayern Munich once more. But still, Gattuso's side still remains to be a very strong side, and Barcelona have some work to put. Now, Atalanta to face Paris Saint-Germain, and questions rising on whether Paris will be in form once the Champions League return, as French football ended quite early, but with the inclusion of Neymar, who has been quite absent when it comes to the Parisian side in the Champions League, with his inclusion, maybe Paris Saint-Germain have a better chance of scoring against Atalanta, who, by the way, are in an incredible form in Italy. So there's that. Make sure to tune in and stick with us, and also make sure to subscribe so that you stick with us. And once we are back, the whole crew, we will inform you guys on the Champions League and everything to do with the transfer market. So make sure to subscribe, send us voice notifications, or write us an email. Every link will be in the description. As always, stay safe. See you guys.